with similar affluence of people, about 400. Mm-hmm. An hour later, there was a concentration of women immigrants in Tirso de Molina with around 200 people. It was to denounce margination and racism and the double exploitation of the women and immigrants. That's all. And we also have information about Basque political prisoners. Mm-hmm. Do you want it?
Yeah. They are still in hunger strike.
The 1st of December, the Basque political prisoners jailed in prisons in Euskadi started the 10th week of intermittent hunger strike. This protest tries to get the reclustering of the Basque political prisoners in Euskadi's jails and the respect of human rights. In this protest take part 52 men and 4 women who are distributed in 4 prisons in Euskadi. This 10th week represents the last part of the process of the protest. And next Saturday, the whole of Basque prisoners, men and women, imprisoned in France and in the Spanish state, will take part in another hunger strike to denounce the dispersion. They also have people in the street that make solidarity with them. Mm-hmm. And the last thing we have is about objectors.
Yeah.
There are now between 15 and 20 prisoners who are in jail because they refuse the military service and the social service that the state gives like an alternative. Last Sunday, around 300 people concentrated in front of the military prison of Alcalameco near Madrid to ask for the liberation. It was convoked because it was the day of the conscious prisoners. And that's all.
Okay, we thank you for your information and very good luck.
Okay.
Hang on. Je luistert naar Radio De Vrije Keizer op de 96.2. Op de achtergrond de Sterf Nina Hagen weg. Wij hebben aan de lijn mensen van Radio Onda Rossa. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on air now. Can you tell us what is the latest news from Italy?
Well, the situation in Italy is, we can say it's an institutional chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Carabinieri's army, that is not only police but also an army section, have answered to an appeal of President Cossiga. Cossiga, 2 days ago, have requested to Carabinieri's a judgment on his role as the President of the Republic, because he is now inquired by the Parliament, a party of the left, PDS,
mm-hmm.
the former Communist Party, that now is divided in Left Democratic Party and Communist Refoundation.
Mm-hmm.
We have now 2 parties instead of 1. This party has started the impeachment of the president because his attempt at constitution and his behavior that lot of judges consider illegal or at least politically illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know perhaps that Cossiga every day speak to people? You must remember that he was not elected by people, but was elected in the parliament by an agreement among all the main parties 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he wants to change our institutions and wants a presidential republic like the United States, for example. And in this attempt, he is supported by right-wing parties like fascists and socialist party that we comrades call the New Right Party. You must forget the meaning of socialism, because it's really another thing.
Yeah.
The Socialist Italian Party.
We know.
Well, in a few days ago, as I told you, the impeachment started the procedure, and Cossiga was very angry against this matter, and angry also because the judges have made a strike, general strike. It's the first time in the history of our republic, and all the courts were closed 2 years ago, and all the offices of the judges were closed, and it was a political strike against Cossiga and to defend the constitution and republican institutions. So 2 days after, yesterday, Carabiniers, they have a representation organum, made a declaration, a statement to all the televisions, newspapers and radios that they support the president attempt, and they tell to the people and to the parties that their patience is at its limit, and they want to destroy. They use another word, but the meaning is this: to destroy the actual, the present order, if they parties and present institutions continue to the same way they have done until now. Well, the reaction was apparently very strong, because all the parties in the parliament required the a condemn of this statement, and the Ministry of the Defense have decided to punish these carabiniers. The other, the army in general, the infantry, the and the airplane army, and the aircraft and warships, you know, the Italian army in general, are declared immediately they want to support institutions, and they disagree totally with carabiniers. Carabiniers is a key corps of the army, because they have 120,000 men all over Italy, or in each little country you can find carabiniers. Maybe you have not police, state police, but carabiniers everywhere, and the loyalty of this army was totally up to now to the Italian state, as in the before the First World War, or during the fascism, and in the in these republican years. And it's the first time they declare want to support the president and not the republic, and the difference is not a minimum difference, because the support of this political strategy of President Cossiga is a very different item, a very important turn of the political situation. In general, television, newspapers are all against this statement, but and you know that Prime Minister have decided a few days ago to close the legislature, and on next March here in Italy. But before this month, Prime Minister wants the Financial Act 92 to vote by the Parliament, and it's unequal, very unfair act. It's a bad strike against lower classes in Italy, new taxes for unemployed people, amnesty to private owners that have not paid taxes last years, health, higher fees for people in general, and the age of retire from work will put up to 65 years old, and another lot of measures against lower class in Italy. Prime Minister, of course, tell to the nation that it's necessary to save the Italian economy, and it's necessary because in 93 Italy will become part of the European economic community. And that's the institutional situation. If you have not other question, I would pass to the movement news, and in particular news that regards struggle against the Financial Act, and to struggle against slaughters, state slaughters, on next 12th December. Have you got another question, or I can go straight on?
You can go straight on.
Hello?
Yeah, you can go straight on.
I can't hear you very well. If you raise your voice, it's better.
It's okay.
Well, the European Canto Network has 12 cities connected all over Italy, from north to the south, and we receive daily information, news, documents, and all things about struggle and debate among comrades. Tomorrow, for starting, tomorrow there will be held a national strike and demonstration against the Financial Act. Tomorrow is the 6th on December. In Rome, in other cities, we'll have local demonstrations and strikes, 6 hours of strike in public services, 4 hours strike in the private firms, and other private services, and demonstration in Rome, for example, opposite the Parliament at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. The Financial Act is unequal, not only for the things I've told you before, but also because as an increase of expenses for defense, we will have next year, in the intention of the government, 28,000 billion lire, that means $25 million. It's an increase, more than $3 million compared to the last years, because the restructuration of Italian army is inside the NATO strategy that provides for the south side of the NATO an increase of ship wars, missiles, and so on. And perhaps you know the struggle against F-16 aircrafts yeah. that will be based in Caporizzuto, Calabria.
Mm-hmm.
They must go out from Torrejón in Spain, and the Italian government immediately accepted to settle this aircraft here in Italy. And this year and last, since last 2 years, have been held campings against this settlement.
Yeah.
And another thing is privatizations of public companies, very important companies that are a big budget. Government wants to wants private owners to enter these companies, and of course a lot of workers and employees will be thrown out from these companies. Maybe you have read about corruption here in Italy. It's a general behavior,
so, yeah.
At all levels, from the lower to the higher. And President Cossiga used this reality in a demagogic campaign. He presented himself like a warrior against this kind of corruption, but people must remember that he was elected by the same system. And important to note that he was in silence for 5 years. The first 5 years, Cossiga had never spoke, have never spoken in public, at least never.
But it all started when I can remember with the it all started on the moment when.
No, it all started last year. Last year in October, when the Prime Minister Andreotti, that comes from the same Christian Democratic Party, spoke about the involvement of Cossiga in an illegal, a secret organization named Gladio.
Yeah, but before you had the story of Brennecke. Of Brennecke, he was the head of the CIA, and he...
Yes, Gladio is connected with CIA, and Cossiga claimed this, its participation in this organization, a Golpist organization, because he names it as a patriotic organization that avoided the communists, entered power in the 60s and in the 70s. And now, it's not strange, fascist claimer support Cossiga, and also the Socialist Party that wants a turn of the institutions, in the, they call it a Second Republic. The First Republic was founded in after the war in 46. And this attempt is daily conducted. Every day Cossiga, at least every day, he speaks at television or leaves statements to the newspapers. It's very impressive, I think, for foreigners, because we also in Italy have never seen a president of the republic acting like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that in the beginning it was a fight inside the Christian Democratic Party, because they know a lot of things of our country, a lot of illegal things, in particular about slaughters that made a lot of murdered people, innocent and unaware people in last years. And now I come to the another important demonstration that the antagonist movement wants to organize next 12th December. 12th December of 1969, a terrible slaughter killed 16 people in a bank in Milano, in Piazza Fontana, and it was the first slaughter of a long and horrible list. Perhaps you in Netherlands have heard about the slaughter of Bologna in 1980,
yeah,
the slaughter of Brescia in 1964, mm-hmm, and the slaughter of on the train Italicus in the same year, and the slaughter on the railway in 1984, and the slaughter of the airplane on the on Ustica in southern Italy. A lot of slaughters that involved, as I said, innocent and unaware people, and all unpunished. People know, because of the inquiry and because of the trial, that important part of the Italian state were involved in these slaughters. Secret services, fascists, part of the administration and the institution, and in all the trials we had, I mean 15 or 20 trials in all degree of trial, have not condemned the state, and relatives and friends of all these victims still claim justice. So not to remember this the fault of the state, every year on 12th December, opposition and antagonist movement hold demonstration in the squares, in the streets of Italy, and this year it's worse than ever. We think, because of the economic situation, because of the Golpist situation and the institutional chaos and the attack to the condition of living of mass people. You know that Italy is a rich country, but it's we have a big and increasing differences among people inside this country. 1/3 of the society can at least survive, and in some cases they are under the poverty level, and the 2/3 of this society maybe are involved in corruption and this system that guarantees this richness,
mm-hmm,
to this part of the country. Of course, it would be very long to explain all the situations, but I think it's better to inform you about other demonstrations and the situation here in Italy. For example, the general attack against the social occupied centers. Perhaps you know that a terrible attack was held months ago in Rome, when a comrade was killed and the social occupied center Corto Circuito was burnt out. In these days, in Tuscany, near Florence, another occupied center named Macchia Nera is under attack because the city council wants to build an hostel just in that building. They have a lot of buildings in the city, but of course they want to break off the social occupied center. And on 7th December, on Saturday, there will be a national demonstration in Pisa, in Sant'Antonio place at 4 o'clock, and then a concert at 9 o'clock in the social occupied Milano that explained the reasons of this boycott and the position against the discussion of the peace discussions in Washington that means probably nothing for Palestinian people, while the colonies continue to enter, to occupy the territories where are living the Palestinians. The name of products here in Italy that ought to be boycotted are oranges and lemons Jaffa, caramel fruit, fruit juice Natis, arachides Israel, shoes De Fonseca, depilator Epiledi, and beauty beauty things Dead Said Health, Slip Dim, and for children, little babies, products Lipsaki. And also we have Italian firms that trade with Israel, like Lavazza coffee, Paglieri bath things, and another long list. I don't know if it's interesting for you to read. I have a long list, and I don't know if you prefer to put questions or you prefer I go on reading this kind of news.
I don't know how many you have
how
left.
How many? I think at least 10 minutes. I can tell you about moments of fight among comrades and racists in Brescia, or demonstrations of homeless people in Firenze.
Okay, if you can do it in 10 minutes, it's okay.
Huh?
Yeah, I want to hear the story about Brescia.
Ah, you can stop me if you want. Raise your voice, please.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. I don't know what here the people want to do. I think first we play some music.
Music?
Yeah.
Sei pronto?
Ponte la sua voce!
spara la palla, mettiti all'ascolto, le guardie
sempre alle palle,
non le cago neanche, le disprezzo e non scherzo, sto dando ritmo al tempo, mi spieghi?
È meglio,
perché è quello che voglio, e allora ancora, finché avrò fiato in gola e poi uno sbocco, qui, ma può darmi di più, forse è un crimine,
cosa vuoi fare tu?
Dimmi! Qual è la via di scampo?
Ci salvi chi può?
Questo è il nostro bersaglio, con fatti, nomi, perché regna ignoranza
tanta,
fottuti opportunismi per una vita soli,
così volevo ucciderci,
ma siamo tornati per beccarti, ora prova a fermarci, fuori dal controllo, la dura posse, semplici militanti, ti sta battendo il tempo, è chiaro, come puoi fidarti? Tutti lo sanno, come va la storia,
da dove vengono loro, dove vanno?
E allora? Tieni il polso alla strada, perché lui usa, abusa, ma io gliela ficco in gola.
A tempo di rap,
dure parole dal cuore.
A tempo di rap,
quando siamo in azione,
fuoco!
Sto premendo il mio grilletto, proiettili le rime, ma io voglio andare a segno, perché c'è chi è maledetto, un mio fratello, ora è fresco dentro, ci resterà per tanto, aveva fretta. Niente da darle in cambio, tu non tirarti fuori, qual è adesso la sua via di scampo?
Ci vai, spazio, sac!
Come un treno in quattro quarti di tempo, valori sonori, distruggono argomenti per coglioni,
giù dal fondo,
perché ce n'è bisogno,
come un regalo,
perché sono un uomo, e i miei fratelli, così ostinati e giovani.
No, 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 don't speak Spanish. We gaan verder. Laat Rome even zitten. Dit gaan we binnenkort wel samenvatten. En dan krijg je alles over te horen. We gaan gewoon even verder. We gaan naar Barcelona. En daar hebben we de Anna aan de telefoon hangen. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's happening in Barcelona in Spain the last weeks?
Well, in the last November, at the beginning, at the 11th of November, there was the anniversary of a dead person for when a block of apartments went down. This was caused for the negligent materials that they used to build it, and a lot of capitalist speculation was involved in all the stuff. Nearly 300,000 families are affected for that negligent material. It's aluminosis, a kind of cemento, I don't know the word in in English. And there were 5,000 people at the streets of Barcelona. Most of the people of the neighborhood in the surroundings toward La Peira, with nearly 40,000, most of them working people, and maybe there will be a big boycott to the Olympics in next year.
They make the stadiums of the same material of this kind of houses?
Sorry?
They make the new stadiums for the Olympics from the same material?
Of course not. Absolutely the opposite. Of course, in fact, they are spending a lot of money in the Olympics and a lot of money in silly things right now. For example, Barcelona now it's been occupied by the police more and more, and they are controlling a lot of the people in the streets. Well, the thing that I was talking about, the aluminosis problem, I suppose that it will be working in the future, because the government have very problems to manage the thing. There is a strong disappointing feeling in the people of the neighborhoods in the surroundings of Barcelona, because they are spending a lot of money in the Olympics and not in a basic thing like having a house. And other news that we have also from Barcelona here, the alternative news agency, is that there will be a big international conference after 500 years of resistance. Is against the kind of diversity as a project of future. And there are different groups, ecological, Indian support, anti-military groups, and they're trying to organize a big conference with many critics to these 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
Critics about the culture of militarism and war, the economic developing with no consideration of the basic ecological rules, and also of the equality between people, the negation of cultural diversity and many things like that. They are connected with other groups around Europe. In fact, they publish a paper with many of the acts that will be in all over Europe in 1492. Also, we have a very big new for the mass media that two convicted in prison, common convicted, it means no political convicted, have been escaped from a big disposition of police and Guardia Civil, the kind of police that here in Spain have the power to on prisons. And they escaped from 500 police that were surround these guys. And now, well, mass media are very dedicated to that and not dedicated to the 40,000 prisoners, the biggest number of prisoners after the Second World War after the Civil War in Spain. That means that we have a lot of prisons. Most of them are absolutely full of people in really bad conditions. And in fact, the project to the local quota, it could be increased of the population in prisons. And what any else? Well, we have a demonstration for the 15th of December, and that demonstration is against the law of city security.
Mm-hmm.
That means, well, it's a kind of that the police could come into your house and...
Yeah, the UPA told us all about it.
Okay. And also, anything, you do have any questions, especially in any kind of point that you want to know about Barcelona? Because, well, also I have some publications, the last Yetra, one of the alternative publications, an anarchist publication, has been at last after 6 months. I don't know. We also feel in Barcelona a little disappointed because the in general alternative movement is not very big.
Mm-hmm.
We have some internal problems, I think, about that.
Yeah. But who is arrest?
Eh? Who is arrest?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
You mean anti-militarist?
Oh, no. With the paper?
The paper?
Yeah, we didn't understand very well what you said.
About what? I'm sorry, about the prison?
No, about the Anna bulletin. What happened with it?
With Anna? I'm sorry.
Okay. There is more news about Barcelona, or this is it?
Well, we don't have a lot of more news. We have... the alternative news agency. There is Radio Contrabanda that is spreading the radio space, an alternative radio, free radio, and they are now in Barcelona, covering up a bigger space than before, and also making more hours of.
Mm-hmm.
Of radio.
Is it going good with Contrabanda?
Yeah, that's going good. Yeah, and we have a strong relations. They have, in fact, a strong relations with many alternative groove. It's a kind of concentration in contrabanda of the
of alternative what moves.
Alternative movement, yeah.
Yeah, in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. In Barcelona, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and that's all.
Yeah.
And well, will you phone in 2 weeks, I think, and we could speak more about Barcelona.
Yeah.
Maybe I suppose there will be some acts against the.